Module 7D. Exercise 3, page 108.
Are you interested in UFOs and stories of alien encounters? Then maybe you should pay a visit to the Roswell UFO Festival and celebrate UFO Day. Hi, I'm Donald Burns, and I'm here in Roswell to find out what exactly UFO Day is all about. On this day, July the 2nd, in 1947, strange debris was found in the desert close to the town. There was a lot of speculation at the time about where this mysterious material came from. The US Air Force claimed that an experimental surveillance balloon had crashed at the site, but many locals questionably, in my belief, believed it was from the wreckage of an alien spaceship and began to tell their stories to the national newspapers. Since then, the town of Roswell has been closely connected to stories of alien lore and has appeared in many novels and Hollywood films, such as Independence Day in 1996. Whether or not you believe, since 2001, groups of people around the world have met on July the 2nd to look to the skies in search of something unexplainable. Millions of eyes watch the sky simultaneously, but as you can see, there are plenty of other activities arranged to celebrate the day too. All the alien enthusiasts here are wearing t-shirts which read, "The truth is out there." People are waving neon green lights around and drinking bright green fruit drinks, which they call alien juice. And here we can see a group of teenagers sending small helium balloons up into the sky. Inside the balloons, the teens have written messages for any literate extraterrestrials to read. Messages such as, "Please, come in peace," and "E.T., did you make it home?" are being sent. Next July the 2nd, why don't you too go outside with some friends and family and look out for flying saucers in the sky?